Tesla partially rolls back supercharger price increase. By Lucas Nolan on January 22, 2019. Just one day after announcing an increase in charging prices at supercharger stations worldwide, Elon Musk's Tesla has now stated that the announced price increases are being rolled back after customer backlash. Breitbart News reported yesterday that Tesla announced plans to increase the cost of electricity at their supercharger stations worldwide. These are the stations where Tesla owners fuel up their vehicles. Now, one day later, Tesla has revealed that they will not be implementing the previously announced price increases. These were the announced increases from Breitbart's article yesterday. Tesla already increased the cost of supercharger stations throughout the U.S. last year. Some areas saw a 100% increase in cost, but the average supercharger station price increased by 20 to 40%. Now prices are increasing again, in New York. Supercharger stations charge $0.24 per kilowatt hour following last year's increase. Now downtown New York City locations will charge up to $0.32/kWh. California saw prices increase from 26 cents per kilowatt hour to between 32 cents to 36 cents per kilowatt hour. Norway, one of Tesla's most important markets, also saw a huge increase in supercharge costs, increasing from 1,40 NOK to 1,86 NOK per kilowatt hour. On average, prices appear to increase by approximately 33% worldwide. Now, BBC News reports that the proposed 33% increase has been cut down by approximately 10%. The price increase was rolled back after many Tesla and electric car owners complained that this move would make electric vehicles far less competitively priced than gas ones. Apparently, Tesla took notice of complaints across their own online forums and multiple social media sites about the proposed increases and reduced the increase, putting the average U.S. supercharger price at 28 cents per kilowatt hour. Norway, which is an important market for Tesla, was at 1,40 NOK per kilowatt hour last week before the increase, which brought prices up to 1,86 NOK per kilowatt hour. Now following the 10% decrease in proposed prices, this should go down to 1 Norwegian krona and 70 øre per kilowatt hour. While Tesla appeared to listen to some customers' online complaints, those that attempted to reach out to the company directly often appeared to be out of luck. It would appear that Tesla's customer support email inbox is full and is no longer accepting email. Given the company's recent decision to lay off 7% of its workforce, this does not bode well for the company's future. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.